Amid oppressive tourists, curious passers-by, and TV crews from nearly a dozen media outlets, a somewhat tired-looking construction worker gazed up at a giant crane that has just put this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree more or less upright. He wiped the sweat from his brow and gave a status report on the tree, which is as yet unadorned with the 30,000 glittering lights and giant crystal star that will illuminate it on November 30th.
It'll be stood up and secured with four cables today. Monday, it'll start decorating and putting the lights on and get ready for the lighting, for the tree lighting.
So early, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. We're doing a Christmas thing?
I understand. We do rush the seasons.
Sooner rather than later is just fine with Steve, a native New Yorker who stood nearby looking up at the tree and grinning.
I think it's smart to put it up a little bit early so that it's here in time and decorated and beautiful for the holidays. For me, it's just part of the Christmas holiday. It wouldn't be Christmas without seeing the tree in the middle of Rockefeller Center. So it's a beautiful thing when it's lit up and kids are seeing it for the first time. It's gorgeous. It's magical. It's a beautiful thing. It's part of New York's culture.
But the tree isn't just for New Yorkers. For Rick and Jessica, two 20-somethings from Bloomington, Indiana, it will be a highlight of a whirlwind tour of New York that will also include Times Square, the Empire State Building, and two Broadway shows.
It's Rockefeller Center, and so we had to come by, and we happened to be here when the tree's coming up, so that's pretty cool.
So you know about the tree in Indiana?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's one of those things you hear about, you see on TV, you see on the news. Whenever anyone's trying to make the Christmas spirit, they're probably going to reference or show the picture of the tree. It's about the most iconic thing you can get. Yeah. Yeah, a good friend of mine who went to Fordham came with his wife last year. He proposed right in this area around the tree.
For Carol and Noel from Palm Springs, California, it was neither luck nor the sheer size of the tree that got them to this spot.
We smell the pine needles. It was beautiful.
And the Christmas tree is huge. I hope that after decorating kind of brings down the branches. It looks like it's been a little warped for a while and wrappings.
You're hoping that they're going to fluff it out a little
bit. Yes,
yes. Nice, blow dried.
For firefighter Peter Acton and his family, this day is an emotional one. The tree grew and was felled on their land in rural New York State.
The tree was from our house. It was growing there for over 70 years. It's part of our house. My family's picnicked under it. We've enjoyed it so much, and now New York and the rest of the world will get to enjoy it as much as we have, hopefully.
For both Peter and his 11-year-old son, Seamus, the fact that agents of Rockefeller Center found the tree on September 11, 2010, is also highly significant.
It's tough to talk about, but it's a little glimmer of hope in the healing process to bring my family a little bit closer and hopefully bring New Yorkers and the rest of the world a little closer, too.
We donated it, and, it's a gift from us to the city. I just feel relieved that it's over with and no more people have to come to our house because they made a mess. But I just want to get back to being a regular person.
A comment true both to the joyful spirit of the upcoming Christmas season and what for many will be its inevitable, exhausted aftermath. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.